Rain will be overspreading most of the northern plains as we go forward through this day, and we'll likely see the precipitation lingering into the morning tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Most of the precipitation at this hour is occurring moderately across the southwest portion of Minnesota and into the northeastern corner of South Dakota. Lighter showers are occurring in other parts of the region, with the precipitation so far rather restricted in northern portions of Minnesota and a few east central North Dakota locations. During the course of the past 24 hours, we did see some significant amounts of moisture occur across central South Dakota, the Pierre area, reporting up to about an inch 20. We've seen quite a few other areas picking up on some hefty amounts in the last few hours. The precipitation will continue, though, to work its way a little bit upward as we go forward through the day. I fully expect to see some of these totals in the 1 to 1.5 inch range across at least a portion of our region. The majority of the greatest precipitation today is going to be concentrated on Minnesota, but all of South Dakota and North Dakota will also be getting some precipitation as we go forward through the day. By the time we get to tomorrow morning, some of the moisture totals are likely to run in that 1/2 to 1.5 inch range, and there will be a fairly good chance that a few pockets will be a little bit greater than that, but I don't think that'll happen too often. The majority of this precipitation event will be done tomorrow morning, but we will still have some lingering showers in easternmost parts of the region into the afternoon, but it will quit fairly quickly. Now, a second low pressure center in Colorado will form as we go forward through the day tomorrow, and it too will follow a similar path, passing into portions of Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota as we go from Sunday into Monday. This will bring a second round of precipitation to the region, beginning as early as late Saturday night or early on Sunday morning, and we'll wake up on Sunday and we'll see the rain quickly moving from south to north across the region. There's a slight chance that enough cool air will be behind this event on Sunday night that we could get a little bit of wet snow to occur across portions of the region. I don't expect any real meaningful accumulation to take place, but the precipitation will linger into Monday morning, and then finally we'll go back into a little bit of a drier mode. Over these two systems, we do expect to see some of that total precipitation getting up into the 1 to 2 inch range for many areas, with some local 2 to 3 inch amounts. The greatest precipitation will probably be in eastern South Dakota into central portions of Minnesota with the two storm systems combined. Now, a little later next week, we'll likely see another chance for some precipitation in the region. We do expect the temperatures to cool down once we get behind the storm system, but it'll be warm yet today. We'll look for temperatures dropping into the 40s and 50s as we get into Sunday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.